following is a paid presentation. Welcome to Upstate Medical's Health Link on Air, your weekly dose of health and medical headlines. Great interviews with professionals in the field, topics that address your interest, tips for taking care of yourself, and more. Here's your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate on News Radio 570 WSYR.
Well, good morning and welcome to HealthLink on Air on this mid-March morning in central New York. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. HealthLink on Air is produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. And what a nice week of spring we've had. Feeling a bit spoiled by these warmer temperatures. Don't even mind a bit of spring rain. Most of the snow finally seems to be gone. And yes, we're seeing some crocuses make the scene with a daffodil or two thrown in for good measure. It's been a real treat, don't you think? And while spring fever is not a topic on this morning's HealthLink on Air, we do have three good conversations to bring you. We'll begin with Mark Buttolari. Mark is a social worker at Upstate. He'll be presenting a healthcare reform program at HealthLink, focusing on the possible effects for social workers. Then it will be time for our monthly Public Health Today segment. Dr. Donna Bakke, chair of Upstate's Department of Public Health and Preventive Medicine, will talk to us about dental health as a public health concern, with research showing us the connection between dental health, in particular infections and cavities, and their ties to further complications in the body, like heart disease. Later, Dr. Brian Rieger, assistant professor of rehabilitation psychology at Upstate, and another of our frequent and favorite guests, will be here to talk about concussion. Now, you've heard us talk about this subject before. Dr. Rieger has been involved in concussion policy at the state level for our kids still in school. But now even the National Football League is beginning to pay attention to the long-term ramifications of concussion. We'll catch up to the latest with Dr. Rieger. So with so much on our HealthLink on Air plates, let's get started, as we like to do each Sunday morning, with news and views.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you. No pills gonna cure my...
Listeners, we're joined this morning by Mark Buttolari, who's the Director of Social Work at Upstate. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Social work. You know, we haven't talked a lot about social work on the radio show previously. Let's talk about some general aspects, what social work is in the hospital, how it affects patients, how it affects certainly the kinds of things you're doing every day. And then you're going to tell us about a program you're going to be holding this Tuesday at HealthLink.
Okay.
Okay.
Social workers are trained in family systems theory, and we work with all patients that are having difficulty with end-of-life adjustments, patients that maybe there's abuse, a domestic violence situation, traumatic brain injury, people that need mental health, inpatient psychiatric hospitalization.
You do, if I can describe it a little bit differently based on my own experience, you're kind of like the person who juggles all those things outside the medical that take place in a hospital.
Yeah, social work often ties together the after the medical piece is done, kind of the social aspects and the psychological aspects,
right,
for patients and families to integrate into the community.
Yeah, and I do think of that. It's kind of the family facilitator. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes.
Okay. So my own experience was when my mother-in-law was hospitalized and we had to move her into a nursing home. And the social worker came in and helped us make that transition based on knowledge of what coverage she had, what her illness was, those kinds of things. That's one kind of thing you do.
Yes.
Okay. And but then you also get involved in psychiatric type placements?
Yes. If a person presents to the emergency department and has taken a bottle of pills, the psychiatry will determine whether or not the individual needs inpatient hospitalization. We will work with that individual to help them to get placed in a psychiatric hospital to help them.
So if I think of it in terms of a family, I would say you're the person who comes in when a medical decision has been made that's going to require some next step.
That's correct.
Would that be okay? I want people to understand this, because what they also need to understand then is, as we talk about healthcare reform, and that's what you're going to talk to us about here in a minute, this healthcare reform, whether or not it's passed, could have a huge impact on how you do your job and what parts of your job you do.
Yes, that's correct. If the healthcare reform is not passed, then we're going to continue to work with patients that are uninsured or underinsured and help them to access the system. If it is passed, I would envision that our workload would increase with the same amount of staff. we would work with individuals that have different psychological or social needs.
Okay. So when we talk about dealing with new laws and so forth, you've actually had that experience before, and you might be able to explain to listeners, when Medicare Part D came into place, you had kind of a taste of how this might work.
Yes. Sometimes when legislation is passed, there's unintended consequences. When the D plan for Medicare was passed, the seniors did not know how to pick a plan, how to fill out the paperwork. As social workers, we quickly had to learn this so that we were able to help our constituents.
You did a lot of hand-holding, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
But there is a learning curve, and that learning curve must have taken place over even a couple of years.
Yes, it took us a while to figure it out ourselves, and then we were able to help the constituents.
And yet, I can only expect that people looked at you like you were the people who had all the answers from the moment it was passed. You had to pick up where the law left off.
Yes, once the provider prescribed the medication, it was really up to the individual, the patient, to try to figure that out, and they would often turn to social work to help with that.
So now we can only see that that was one law that affected one group of people, and it was something about specifically about pharmaceutical drugs. All right, now if we talk about healthcare reform, we're talking about a massive law that's going to affect everyone one way or another. Is a lot of this going to end up on your shoulders, the explanation parts of it?
Social work anticipates that there will be unintended consequences for the passage or not passage of healthcare reform. So we are trying to brace ourselves and learn as much as possible so that we're equipped to help.
And when you say social work, you're talking about your big national organization. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
Yes, I sit on the board of directors for the New York State chapter of the National Association of Social Work. This comprises 11,000 social workers in New York State that are licensed.
I see. Okay. So that takes us, it's a nice segue to talk about your program Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, March 30th, 5:30 to 8 at HealthLink, right?
That's correct.
And it's for social workers?
It's for social workers.
And talking about healthcare reform. So tell us about what this program will be, because we may have social workers or we might have listeners who have a social worker they work with that they can tell about it.
We're going to have a panel discussion with Tom Dennison.
And he is?
He is the policy, healthcare policy director at Syracuse University Maxwell School.
Okay. He's actually been a guest on the show before, and so people have heard him talk about healthcare policy. All right, and who else will be involved?
Dr. Sharon Brangman, who is the director of geriatrics here at Upstate.
Yes, she is, and she's also been a guest. We love to have Dr. Brangman on the show. She's also the president-elect of the American Geriatric Society, which is a huge responsibility for her, but it also puts in her place to know a lot about healthcare reform. And you have another guest as well.
Chevelle Jones-Moore, who is a licensed social worker here at Upstate who works in women's health.
Right. So she is somebody who's going to be doing a lot of this explaining and shepherding, isn't she?
Yes.
All right. The topic is going to be healthcare reform, but I love how you've got different perspectives. Talk about the different perspectives that will be represented.
We're going to ask each of the panelists to talk about their perspective. So we're going to have the provider perspective from Dr. Brangman. We're going to have the policy perspective from Tom. And then Tom Dennison.
Uh-huh.
And then Chevelle Jones-Moore is going to talk about the perspective from social work.
Right. And the attendees can talk about the perspective of social work and being a patient as well.
Yes.
That's great. Let's make sure that we give people details again. 5:30 to 8 o'clock?
5:30 to 8 o'clock, Tuesday, March 30th, at HealthLinks, located at Shopping Town Mall.
Exactly right. And if people want to sign up for it, if they are social workers in this area they'd like to sign up, they can call 464-8668 or they can check with our HealthLink On Air website. So, Mark, thank you so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. A St. Paddy's Day epiphany, or sharing life's wonderful moments. Well, dear listeners, on St. Paddy's Day morn, top of the morning to you, I'm splashing the face with water and shaving, listening to the radio, wondering which of my green ties to wear, thinking about my Irish dad, Charlie O'Neill, who came across the ocean at 16 years old, landing on Ellis Island in 1923. So I'm feeling my toes in the old Irish sod, thinking about me at 16 and some of the good times and the fights he and I had back then, and wishing my dad a happy St. Paddy's Day, even though he's been dead over 20 years. Just then, an Irish reel starts playing on the radio. Covered with shaving cream, I start moving to the music, rolling and reeling, and boom, suddenly I felt like I was my father as a 16-year-old, moving to the music at his going-away party. I felt him then in my muscles and bones, scared and brave and sad and cocky, about to dance across the sea, one eye on the lassies dancing right in front of him and one on America and his new life. At that moment, I knew him like I'd never known him before. I was him. I am him. It was wonderful knowing him from the inside out, dancing with him. Amazing. Now, those of you who listen regularly to my checkup know I usually talk about some psychological idea we can use to make our lives better. When I was about to write this one, I thought, how can this be useful? There's nothing you can do with it. And then I realized I just wanted to share this magical moment from my life, hoping we can share more magical moments together. Wouldn't that be great? I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Happy spring, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, Charlie boy, oh, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go and I must buy.